So this is going to be the first read. The summit. I take my body to the body summit. I come to confer me with me, to listen to the sage of my soma. She's buzzing. She's tired. She aches. She activates. She floats, she fizzes, she flags. She finds she feels more than she thinks. Oh, such sweet relief. I hear, why am I here? I am a gatherer of smooth pebbles and dried leaves and small groups of heart-centered women. A lover of liquid language, a scientist investigating my own lived experience. I take my body to the summit with 600 other bodies looking to connect, co-regulate, heal. For 5 days, we are babies together, hungry for attunement, for mother's milk, for soft touch. We put our ears to the walls of our stories and hear. Trauma lives in the ruptures. Repair lives in relationship. We get each other free. Ariel encourages us to move like seagrass, following our own unique rhythm on our ocean floor. I sway, we sway. I sway, we sway. Support precedes movement. We learn to map our bodies, becoming dimensional, no longer the folded page torn at the corners, flapping in the wind. Don't ask me what is wrong with me. Ask me instead, what happened to you? I take my body to the summit, stand on the mountaintop, the breeze licks my skin. I feel the bubbling brook restive and uprising in the soles of my feet. I meet Elizabeth, who is rebirthing herself at 70, learning the world anew. I hear Peter say when he was a student, he imagined having breakfast with Albert Einstein at a small diner in New York City. Einstein said, "There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle." Hand on my heart, rooted in preparation for rise, my lips hold this ordinary word in reverence, a whisper dancing around the fire of a roar. Everything, everything, everything. All right, my loves. So just breathe that in for a moment. You might already be noticing what was calling your attention. I'm going to read it one more time, and you might want to pick up your pen now and start writing down any words or phrases or feelings that arise as you have your second listen. The summit. I take my body to the body summit. I come to confer me with me, to listen to the sage of my soma. She's buzzing. She's tired. She aches. She activates. She floats. She fizzes. She flags. She finds she feels more than she thinks. Oh, such sweet relief. I hear, why am I here? I am a gatherer of smooth pebbles and dried leaves and small groups of heart-centered women, a lover of liquid language, a scientist investigating my own lived experience. I take my body to the summit with 600 other bodies looking to connect, co-regulate, heal. For 5 days, we are babies together, hungry for attunement, for mother's milk, for soft touch. We put our ears to the walls of our stories and hear. Trauma lives in the ruptures. Repair lives in relationship. We get each other free. Ariel encourages us to move like seagrass, following our own unique rhythm on our ocean floor. I sway, we sway. Support precedes movement. We learn to map our bodies, becoming dimensional, no longer the folded page torn at the corners, flapping in the wind. Don't ask me what is wrong with me. Ask me instead, what happened to you? I take my body to the summit, stand on the mountaintop, the breeze licks my skin. I feel the bubbling brook restive and uprising in the soles of my feet. I meet Elizabeth, who is rebirthing herself at 70, learning the world anew. I hear Peter say when he was a student, he imagined having breakfast with Einstein at a small diner in New York City. Einstein said, "There are only two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle. The other is though everything is a miracle." Hand on my heart, rooted in preparation for rise, my lips hold this ordinary word in reverence, a whisper dancing around the fire of a roar. Everything. 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 Okay, I will see.